ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A senior White House official calls Israel's retaliatory strikes inside of Iran extensive, targeted, and precise. ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy, a former senior defense official, says
Israel has a lot of capabilities, both with air-launched ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, to really reach in and hit these locations.
The U.S. had impressed upon Israel to target only military objectives. More than 35 million people in the U.S. have already voted, according to the University of Florida Election Lab. Former President Donald Trump campaigned late Friday in Michigan, while Vice President Harris held a rally in Houston, where she picked up Beyonce's endorsement. Los Angeles Dodgers star Freddie Freeman hit a grand slam in the 10th inning to lift the Dodgers to a 6-3 win over the New York Yankees in Game 1 of the World Series. And the number of E. coli cases linked to McDonald's quarter Pounders has now grown to 75 people across 13 states. This is ABC News. Former U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers heading to federal prison for 23 years for allowing undocumented migrants and drugs into the country in exchange for cash payoffs.
Leonard George was a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer in the San Diego area when federal prosecutors say he was working with drug traffickers. He would let them know he was on duty, what lane to go through, and would charge $17,000 per vehicle he let in full of people entering illegally or lots of drugs. Prosecutors say he used the money to buy vehicles, motorcycles, and jewelry and would shower money from a balcony onto dancers at a strip club. The final straw was a selfie a drug trafficker took wearing George's law enforcement jacket. Alex Stone, ABC News.
One of the cornerstones of the legendary Grateful Dead has died. Phil Lesh, who played bass in the Dead, has died. He was 84 years old. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers host the number 3 ranked Penn State Nittany Lions at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers hope their improved play on their defensive line can slow down Penn State's offense. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. Kickoff set for noon tomorrow. Green Bay with a record of 5-2. Jacksonville just 2-5. NBA, the Bucks with a disappointing 133-122 loss to the Bulls in their season opener in Milwaukee. Chicago able to score on 21 three-point shots. shots. Damian Lillard.
You know, we closed short too many times in that first half. They saw, you know, one, two, three go in, and then, you know, they just started feeling good about it. And at that point, you know, we started scrambling. You know, the shots just kept going in.
Giannis led Milwaukee with 38 points, but it wasn't enough to keep up in the second half.
They were making shots. They were driving. They were going right. They took advantage of that, so that's why they were able to have 39 points in the third quarter.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine expected for the weekend, a high in the mid-50s on Saturday, near 60 Sunday. It warms up into next week, 60s and 70s, clouds and showers move into the area. It's 42 right now.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, President Biden apologizes for the atrocities of the Indian boarding schools. Also, why won't the LA Times or the Washington Post endorse this election cycle? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program today here at the end of the week. The Harris plan would bring tax increases for the richest 1% and tax cuts for the bottom 99%. How very, very cool. This is the new analysis from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, ITEP. This is a nonpartisan, non-political, you know, just, you know, we just look at the facts, ma'am. And here's what they have to say. Here's what they have to say. If Harris's proposals included this, and by the way, this is from a piece by Jake Johnson over at commondreams.org. ITEP found that if Harris's proposals, including an expansion of the child tax credit, an extension of elements of the 2017 GOP tax law for those with annual incomes below $400,000, and Medicare tax reforms that would raise levies on those with yearly incomes above $400,000, if that went into effect in 2026, quote, the richest 1% of Americans would receive an average tax increase equal to 4.1% of their income. Now, this is not lifting it back up to 74%, where it was when Reagan was, you know, came into office, or 90%, which is where it was during the Nixon presidency, during the Kennedy presidency, during the Eisenhower presidency, during the Truman presidency, during Franklin Roosevelt's presidency. We're not talking about taking it up to 90% or even 74%. We're talking about raising it up to, what, from 36 or 37, you know, slightly, it's a 4.1% increase. Other income groups they note would receive tax cuts, including an average tax cut equal to 2.7% of income for the middle fifths of Americans, and an average tax cut equal to 7% of income for the poorest fifth of Americans. The group estimated that under Harris's proposal, the poorest 20% of Americans would see an average tax cut of $1,130 in 2026, while the richest 1% would see an average increase of $121,000. The 2017 Trump Republican tax cuts, which added over $2 trillion to the net worth of the nation's billionaires, did so while doing very little for average working people. Seven reasons, this is from the Economic Policy Institute, EPI.org, seven reasons why today's economy is historically strong. Inflation-adjusted wages, and the media is not telling you this. You know, the Washington Post that's refusing to endorse Kamala Harris, the Los Angeles Times that's refusing to, both owned by billionaires, refusing to endorse Kamala Harris. You know, they're not playing up these stories at all. The reasons are fairly obvious. Inflation-adjusted wages have reached a record high and have grown more rapidly than at any time since the 60s. Inflation-adjusted gross domestic product growth is rising more rapidly. Real GDP has risen 2.9% annually since 2022, compared to the 1.8% between 2007 and 2019. Real per capita real GDP has risen 2.4% annually. That's per capita. compared to 1.1% during that 2007 to 2019 period. Unemployment rate has been lower on average, including for nearly every group of workers. The share of primetime adults with a job is higher on average. The rate of new business formation is higher than it's been in decades. The stock market is higher than it's ever been and has grown much more rapidly. In other words, Bidenomics is working. We have the best economy we have had in arguably in my lifetime. Or at least since the 60s. And Donald Trump is running around going, oh, the economy is a heap of, you know, a stinking pile of, you know, and the country is a garbage can. Yeah, you know, a lot of us just aren't buying that stuff. We know this is a great and noble country. There's a lot of good people here, people of all races and religions. You know, we get it. When Donald Trump says the country is a garbage can, he means that there's people here who are not white people. What's so sad is that so many white Americans agree with him. That's what's so sad. To that point, Daniel Dale is the CNN fact checker. And Trump came out and said that just this week, they're emptying out their jails in the Congo and they're delivering them to the border and they're saying, congratulations, this is America. So is it true? Well, Daniel Dale, the fact checker at CNN, said, no, it's not true. This is one of those Trump claims that grows bigger and more dramatic with each telling. So it started with, quote, some bad people at the Congo are arriving at the border, which you can't really fact check. Then it was the Congo is emptying its prisons. Then it was, now the Congo is delivering people to the border. There's no evidence for any of these claims. The fact checker, the official fact checker for CNN, reached out to the Republican Party and said, do you guys have any, can you back up any of this stuff? And they said no. They refused to answer. So he reached out to the representatives from the Congolese government. And this is what Daniel Dale said. Both of them were just befuddled. A spokesman for the DRC said everything he's saying is not true. The ambassador to the Republic of Congo said there is no truth or any sign nor a single fact supporting such a claim or statement. So Trump is lying to his people again. All of America is a victim of his lies, but his people in particular, they're believing this stuff. Meanwhile, we just discovered that Elon Musk is in regular contact with Vladimir Putin. This is the same Elon Musk who is transporting our people to the space station, who's using NASA's facilities, who's being paid billions of dollars by NASA, whose Starlink satellite system is being used all over the world, in some cases by our enemies. And in fact, apparently Putin asked Musk not to turn on Starlink for Taiwan as a favor to Xi Jinping, the dictator of China. Now, you know, I mean, I get it. Elon Musk was for a while apparently an illegal immigrant from apartheid South Africa. And in my opinion, it probably wants to return America to the apartheid system that we had here prior to 1964. There's a meme out there. Only in America can people like Rupert Murdoch and Elon Musk come here from somewhere else, become obscenely wealthy, and then use that wealth to destroy the very country that gave them the opportunity. It is being reported this morning that the head of NASA is asking for an investigation into Musk's relationship with Putin. We know that Musk cut off Starlink satellite access to Ukraine at a critical moment when they were about to attack the Russian fleet in Crimea. And he did that after a phone conversation with Putin. It's just crazy to me. I mean, Sabrina Haake has got an op-ed out, you know, basically putting Musk on notice. This guy has access to U.S. defense contracts, satellite. I mean, any other defense contractor, if we learned that Raytheon, the CEO of Raytheon, was regularly, or Halliburton was regularly talking to Putin and you know, adjusting access to their products to help Russia against Ukraine, would we continue to buy products from Raytheon? It's mind-boggling. Assuming that this stuff is true. Now, I have to put that caveat out there. We're hearing these reports and from multiple sources, but Musk has not come out he cut off the Starlink access for Ukraine. That has been definitely confirmed. Whether he did it specifically at Putin's request, He said he did it because he thought it would start a nuclear war, which sounds, I mean, that's the bluff that Putin has been pushing. So it sounds like Putin called up Musk or vice versa. And Putin, you know, basically threatened Musk, and Musk bought the bluff. You know, the guy must be a sucker. I mean, I just, it's incredible. And now the final story here, and then I'll pick up your calls, is just breathtaking. Guess who Donald Trump wants to be as Attorney General, according to ABC News? Attorney General, Chief Law Enforcement Officer for the nation, the person who decides who gets prosecuted and who doesn't. Donald Trump is talking about putting Aileen Cannon in that position, the judge who dropped all the charges against him down in Florida. It's, you know, Liz Mayer, who is a Republican consultant, said, quote, "This looks like a pretty transparent attempt to buy off Aileen Cannon with a cabinet nomination. This is not okay. Even the appearance of buying a judge with an appointment is corrosive." And that second sentence came from Megan McArdle, another right-winger with the Washington Post, who wrote that on Twitter. And then ABC News reported that Cannon's name appeared in a document titled Transition Planning Legal Principles, which laid out names of people to consider for roles in the Department of Justice. Trump is also allegedly considering Jeffrey Clark, the guy who was indicted in Georgia for trying to help Trump steal the election in 2020, and lawyer Mike Davis, who promised, quote, "a three-week reign of terror to rain hell on Washington, D.C. Davis also said he would indict President Joe Biden, detain a lot of people in Guantanamo Bay, and help pardon January 6th insurrectionists if chosen as attorney general. A lot of competition for that job there, apparently. And you know, it's like competition among the bizarre, among the right wing, among the neo-fascists. I haven't read the story yet, but I saw the headline over at Drudge that says that Mitch McConnell and Mike Johnson are asking Kamala Harris to stop using the word fascist, please. Truth hurts, huh? 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with your calls.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapa way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? At least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated, too. 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. And that's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of the separation of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, how to find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Or a secret to disclose. Today's a perfect day, because anything goes. Call the show, don't hesitate. From the profound to the funny.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. And let me get back to Linda here. Linda in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for saving whatever little sanity I have left. From, you know, listening to you, you helped a lot. And I wanted to mention Richard French. He put you on TV, and that's how I found out about you. Richard French is one of the nicest men ever. Huh. If you ever, you
what's
know,
what's his show?
I don't. He puts you on at 6 o'clock in the morning on Channel 48.1 on regular. It's not cable. It's a regular station, uh-huh. And he puts you on because he's been fighting against Trump. You know, during the years. Yeah, he's wonderful. I just wanted to mention the correlation. There's a psychoanalyst named Alice Miller. She did a complete investigation about the German family at the time of Hitler, and she did a biography on Hitler's life. And she found that the reason they followed him was because, first of all, they have a patriarchy society, so the father is considered the boss of every family. Right. And the Führer, as you know, in German means father. So, I mean, the correlations are striking, you know, with Trump
it literally means leader, but it is a male noun.
Oh, I thought it was father. I thought it was literal
no,
father.
No, father is a vater. Right, V-A-T-E-R is father.
Okay, but they sort of thought of him as a father.
Yeah,
because
well,
she called the family a poisonous pedagogy.
Yeah.
You know, they had poisonous teachings. They didn't treat their children well. Yeah. And the father was the boss.
Well, and
know?
Hitler so actually, when he took over Germany, they started publishing parenting manuals instructing parents to start beating their children.
You're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious. And also promoting the idea that the father is the head of the family and everybody must obey whatever the father says. I mean, very, very explicit, hardcore patriarchal stuff. Yeah, that came along in 33, I believe.
Exactly. And this rally is going to be exactly like what went on, you know, in 33 when they had the Nazis there.
I think it was 39, but yeah, I think you're right. We'll see.
Alice Miller did a complete biography of Hitler from the time he was a baby, and it's very interesting, and she really brought out a lot of truth about how sick Hitler was, you know, and what made him so sick. So if anybody wants to look that up, Alice Miller, psychoanalyst from Germany, and she was shunned by everyone in Germany. They didn't want to hear it,
yeah.
You know.
Yep, I got
you know.
It. Well, thank you for
okay,
that, Linda.
So
thanks for the tip.
Thanks again.
Yep, good talking
thank
to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Rich in Cedro Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You know, Trump's been trying to court the young male vote. I know they're not the highest voting demographic, but a vote's a vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way to bring him back, we have to make him fully aware of the implications of the Comstock Act. Not only that it's going to end the possibility or greatly reduce the possibility of abortion, but also its effect on being able to acquire birth control.
Oh, it also outlaws pornography. If you want to ring the bell of the young men.
Well, I'm thinking about if birth control becomes difficult, expensive, if not impossible to acquire, including condoms. A sexy fun time is going to be reduced to rolling the dice once a month with the rhythm method.
Yeah.
And, you know, what virile young man wants that situation on his hands?
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody's got a young gentleman in their life that is leaning towards Trump because they're, you know, attracted to this yeah. machismo. Just,
no, I think, I know, I'm, you hey. Know, you just got me thinking here, Rich. I should write an op-ed next week titled J.D. Vance Demands an Immediate Ban on Pornography, because that's basically what he did, you know, when he wrote his letter to Merrick Garland and demanded immediate implementation of the Comstock Act. Because the Comstock Act is about obscenity. It lumps abortion into that and birth control into that, but it's about obscenity. Rich, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A senior White House official calls Israel's retaliatory strikes inside of Iran extensive, targeted, and precise. ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy, a former senior defense official, says
Israel has a lot of capabilities, both with air-launched ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, to really reach in and hit these locations.
The U.S. had impressed upon Israel to target only military objectives. More than 35 million people in the U.S. have already voted, according to the University of Florida Election Lab. Former President Donald Trump campaigned late Friday in Michigan, while Vice President Harris held a rally in Houston, where she picked up Beyonce's endorsement. Los Angeles Dodgers star Freddie Freeman hit a grand slam in the 10th inning to lift the Dodgers to a 6-3 win over the New York Yankees in Game 1 of the World Series. And the number of E. coli cases linked to McDonald's quarter pound has now grown to 75 people across 13 states. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's longest-serving state senator says he'll cross party lines to vote for Kamala Harris. Rob Coles, who's represented Green Bay for more than four decades, told our Mark Becker the choice was clear.
Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution. The country will go on, even with some liberal things that Harris might do.
You can hear the whole interview on the Civic Media podcast, Rational Revolution. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ron Johnson talked with Earl Ingram about respecting the election results.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system.
There have been no proven claims of voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie-going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine expected for the weekend, a high in the mid-50s on Saturday, near 60 Sunday. It warms up into next week, 60s and 70s, clouds and showers move into the area. It's 42 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? what thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the website. That's cbdistillery.com, and that 20% discount code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Voice rise and can speak for us all. When we stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust. We speak as one, we break through the chains. We fight. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ed in Belfair, Washington. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hopefully I can get this out. This is just my opinion. On migrating humans coming from South America, coming to North America, and obviously, a lot of people don't ask the question why they're doing it. I mean, I hear some people saying because of the climate, because of the weather, because of gangs, because of the government. But when they get here, the grand old party is using all this other stuff, gays, lesbians, trans. They're using this all as a sidebar. But it's to scare the immigrants that are moving here to be slaves. And that's what this country is trying to do, the Republicans are, is turn these humans into slaves to work in their factories, meat packing factories, chicken packing factories, farming. They want to pay them nothing.
Yeah, conservatives have always been fans of slave labor. I mean, it was the conservatives, who ran the Confederacy. They were big fans of slave labor. Now it's the conservatives who run the Republican Party, and same deal. I get it.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what I wanted to make
or
a point
cheap
of.
Labor,
but I think
anyway.
Cheap labor. One thing that Vice President Kamala Harris could do is come out and say, I'm going to take and lift the tax off of FICA for Social Security and make it so if I make $2 million a year, I'm taxed on $2 million a year for Social Security. If she would come out and say that and constantly repeat it, I pay 100% of my wages in taxes for Social Security.
Right.
Now, I can guarantee you Elon Musk doesn't.
Yep.
Why? Why doesn't he pay 100% of his money that he brings in for Social Security? But anyway, thank you very much, Tom, and thank you for all you do.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, it's a good question, and this is why Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have both said that they want to start imposing the Social Security tax for every penny above $400,000 a year. I completely support that. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm just chipping in here with another idea that I came up with that needs to sort of be phrased to make people remain engaged until the very end. And it's part of my blue state export of political power concept that I'll share with you down the road. But my idea is to ask people who have voted early to not stop until election day, and for them to either join a phone bank or make a donation, or if you live close to a purple state or a purple district where there's a candidate, maybe you can just drive over or somehow connect with them. We know which races are very critical right now for the Senate and the House, and like 538, there are a couple of other polling outfits that are fairly reliable. So anyways, the entire concept is to have the large blue states, Massachusetts, New York, Illinois, California, Oregon, Washington, to have those states, once we know the blue candidates are fairly secure, take some reserve energy and push it out and donate it to the purple states. So This ain't over till it's over, and we've got to keep pedal to the metal. So that's all I wanted to say.
Great sentiment, Robin. Yep, thank you. It's a good reminder. Thank you. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I have something from the University of Florida Election Lab. It's a compilation of all the early voting information that's been reported by each state, and I have the Pennsylvania information that's been updated today. But before I said that, I wanted to address Keno and I think the other people who want to know what they could read about fascism.
Mm-hmm.
There's three, real quick. Eric Hoffer, The True Believer, I'm sure you're familiar with.
I am, yeah. From the 60s or 50s maybe even.
Yes, probably early 60s. Mm-hmm. Then Wilhelm Reich, The Mass Psychology of Fascism.
Yeah, I've read that. It's a really difficult read, Paul. I mean, I love Wilhelm Reich and his orgone boxes and all that other stuff. I was a big fan of his stuff when I was in my 20s. But his book, The Mass Psychology of Fascism, is really dense.
Well, you can now find, if you Google it, people are rereading it, and they're basically giving you the salient points.
Yeah.
Real quick one is the suppression of sexuality, which is a big idea of his, but in particular, women are reduced to baby machines.
Yep.
The pleasure of the relationship with sex is basically degraded and you know, vilified.
Yeah, a large chunk of that book on the mass psychology of fascism, though, Reich's book, is about repressed sexuality. And I think it's just going to go over the head of a lot of people. But keep going, Paul.
And then finally, Hannah Arendt, The Origins of Totalitarianism. Now, that book should be read. Everyone who goes to college should have that in a history course, period.
Yep.
End of story. And every I think, person who wants to read anything about the modern world that we live in, if you read that, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, and she lived through it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And but moving on to the statistics for Pennsylvania, we do not have in-person early voting, so that's the first thing to understand. Mm-hmm. Georgia, for example, you can go in person to vote for weeks,
right,
and they're doing it. They're breaking all kinds of records. But in Pennsylvania, it's mail-in. Now, about 1.9 million mail-in ballots have been requested, and over 1.2 million have been returned.
Wow.
65% of the requested mail-in ballots have been returned, and the overwhelming majority are Democrats. It's 2-1. They have returned over almost 60%. The Republicans have barely returned 30%, and the balance, I call it none or other. We're talking Libertarians, Green. There's four or five other little, little, I don't want to degrade them, but, kooky niche parties that are for sovereignty in the Constitution or whatever they're called. And then independents. Mm. Now, the other important feature is there's no gender identification. All we know is Republicans or Democrats have returned it. And the overwhelming number, over 700,000 Democrats have returned votes.
Wow.
And barely 350,000 Republicans have returned votes.
You know what that's going to mean, Paul? Two things. Number one, it's going to mean that those ballots are, since you can't even open and start counting those ballots until November 5th, until the morning of November 5th, it's going to be, the results are probably going to be coming in the 6th or the 7th. But secondly, that means that the Republicans are going to be putting a lot of people in those polling places where they're opening those ballots and counting them, claiming that the signatures don't match and they should be thrown out.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Why not?
I'll tell you what. These are going to be machine read.
Not the signatures.
They're going to be rapidly tabulated. It's going to start the minute the polls close.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be machine read. Now, that doesn't mean they're certified. What you're saying is for a certified election.
Mm-hmm.
We always get preliminary results. And I'll tell you something else. I was a poll watcher for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania has been slogging through, taking the state back precinct by precinct, county by county, and we've passed that point. We're like three state senators from completely controlling the government. We control the Supreme Court, the governor, the lower house, and a few more seats, and we'll have the Senate. The whatever laws that are in there, they did get through, but they're not as bad, because as soon as the Democrats got in, they have a certain amount of leeway. The state, he's called the Secretary of State, runs the elections for Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So they have managerial rights. But here's the other thing that's important. Women are returning ballots, requesting ballots and returning ballots. And in some cases, there's the Florida lab, election lab. You can go to your own state. So other callers who call in for wherever you're at, go to the Florida Election Lab site, pick out your state, and you'll see your particulars. Women are over 55% of the early votes. Men are not voting in the numbers of women.
But that's always been the case, Paul. I mean, not quite that big, but it's been more like 52-53% of the vote has always been women.
Now it's approaching 60% in the key states. It might not be in Florida, but when you talk about key states, Wisconsin, Michigan does not look at all what the far left, you know, the kooky people that want to punish the Democrats for enabling the slaughter in Gaza. Those people in Michigan, whoever they are coming out in droves, and the Democrats are the huge, huge preponderance of the people that are turning in these early ballots. Same's true in Wisconsin. Whatever you're hearing about polls is negated by actual voting returns.
Yeah, this is why I keep saying the polls are not, you know, because the poll, they do their surveys based on previous voting patterns. And they're completely ignoring 100 million pissed off women who are getting registered to vote and who are definitely going to vote, who were not taking this all that seriously 4 years ago.
When you were talking about a tidal wave of dark money for the Republicans in Pennsylvania, there's a tidal wave of money. What, right after they get. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I heard a beep.
Yeah, so did I. Sorry.
Female doctors on TV. They give their names. They're standing there in the hospitals or their offices, and they're condemning everything that's coming out of the Republican Party. Wow. Women who are being denied proper medical care because they're having whatever, a brief, abnormal bleed.
Yeah. Your phone is breaking up now. I'm sorry, but I get it, and I'm so glad to hear it. And thank you for the report from Pennsylvania. It's really appreciated. It's 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Dom Hartman program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. We'll be back with your calls. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's NOKBOX.com, NOKBOX.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families. Us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register and find your polling place and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRSF's newspaper, Free Thought, today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. If it's leading, it's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen.
profit from division.
Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Happy Friday.
Back at you.
Thank you. I'm with Randy. I believe that Kamala Harris will win this election. I am going to go beyond the election because that's where I am a little bit frightened. I keep looking at the picture of our country, and I look at, like, the Heritage Foundation way back when in the 80s, and they used to drop out of the Senate and then go to the Heritage Foundation and raise money from back then. It was millionaires. And all of the money and the think tanks they created basically created a new kind of judgedom. So then we started getting right-wing activist judges. And I'm still trying to figure out the source and what's the most important thing because we still have Trump. But then you've got John Roberts, who created this principle of equal sovereignty among states. In other words, he gutted the Civil Rights Act.
Right.
Clarence Thomas, I mean, he's got his own problems, but he has hated Democrats from the get-go,
yep,
starting with the Anita Hill thing. Samuel Alito, his wife cried because everybody said he was a racist, and he was, but... And Neil Gorsuch is trying to get even for what was done with his, to his mama.
Yep.
And Brett Kavanaugh, come on, he's a woman. They're all, even Amy Coney Barrett, the handmaiden,
yep,
is a brilliant scholar, but she will do what the Catholic men tell her to do. So then we have Trump, and it didn't start with Trump. It started way back with the Heritage Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get rid of it? Because now we are being run by oligarchs.
I agree, Lori. I think it's a major problem in the United States. And not only that, I would even expand on it. I would say that, and I've been thinking about writing an op-ed about this, in fact, that the mm-hmm. idea of noblesse oblige, this is the obligation that noble people have to commit mm-hmm. their life and their resources to the betterment of society. This was something that Kennedy. No, who was Jack Kennedy's father? What was his father's name? Kennedy.
John?
Joseph Kennedy,
okay,
and Rose Kennedy just pounded this into their sons, all of their children. The idea of noblesse oblige.
Awesome.
You were born rich, and you have an obligation to use that to serve your nation. And that's gone. Now the rich people are like, me, me, me. Lori, thank you for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, and tip of the hat to Mark Thoman. Thanks to all the great folks who work on this program, and thanks so much to you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, Monday, actually, same time, same place. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, the mayor is back, and Civic Media's Brittany Merlot joins us with her look at the week's forecast. Angela Cheslock also visits from New Day Women's Shelter in Green Bay. See you then.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.